Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries on Sunday. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and the saints of God are gathered together in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the new year. We've had a real year this past year. Amen. And I'm looking forward to a new and lively hope in Jesus Christ. Join me. You might like it. Amen. You can brush away all of that stuff that happened that just didn't feel right. Amen. And all the stuff that you knew was dead wrong, just push it all away. It's gone down the road now. The train took it away. And you can start afresh and anew in Jesus Christ. Amen. You can stop crying about your sorrow, and you can decide to rejoice in the Lord. The Bible says to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. But it's a choice you make. You have to decide to do that. Regardless of your circumstances, you have to choose to obey the Lord. I don't care what happens. I don't care how bad it gets. You have to choose to obey the Lord. Amen? Amen. You have to decide that regardless of how I feel in my emotions, regardless of what's happening in my outward circumstances, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all of my heart, with all of my strength. Amen? What's really important has not changed. Jesus Christ still died for everybody's sins. The blood still washes our sins away. We still have the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen? Jesus is still seated on the throne at the right hand of the Father. His mercies are still new to us and fresh every single day because he's a faithful God. What's really important has not changed. Amen? Amen? Circumstances will change. That's what they do. They've been doing that since the beginning of time. But God hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one we can count on. Amen? Amen? Amen. So that's what we'll do. We'll stand on Christ, the solid rock, because all other places are just sinking sand. We will stay anchored in the hope of Jesus Christ. Amen? Circumstances change from moment to moment, but Jesus never changes. He still loves us. He still protects us. He still provides for us. We still have an inheritance from the Father. Amen? So let's act like we know what's the truth. Amen? Circumstances, well, they do what they do. Happenings, they do what they do. But God has not left. He still lives inside us. The overcomer is still in us, and we are still overcoming. Amen? Yes. Just because you made it to step one of your goal and you didn't make it to step 10 does not make you a failure. No, you're a success. You made it from the ground to step one. The saints just don't know when it's time to praise the Lord. You praise the Lord on progress, saints. Amen? You don't wait till the battle is over to shout. You shout all the way through. Amen? Amen. So you're still in a fight. Fight on in Jesus' name. And give him the praise the whole time. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Get out of your flesh. Amen? Because you see, you have the devil sitting there watching going, well, they still won't praise you. They still got their mouth stuck out because they haven't got what they want. You know that's how they really are, God. They don't get what they want. They won't praise you. You need to make a liar out of him. You need to make a liar out of him. He's already one. You need to confirm that he's a liar. Just because things haven't lined up to suit your expectations doesn't mean that they never will. Delay does not mean denial. Delay does not mean denial. Delay does not mean denial. Abraham had to wait to become the father of a multitude. Sarah had to wait and believe God before she could even receive the strength to conceive. Everything doesn't come in 1 minute. He's not the two-minute man, okay? I know you met him, but that's not the one. Amen? And you let him go. So, hey, let's get real. Amen? Stop sitting there trying to stir up your sorrow. Stop that. That's not helping the situation. It's surely not changing the fact. Amen? So get up and praise the Lord. Worship him with all your heart. You don't have but one time to live on this planet. Because after death comes the judgment. You don't have but one lifetime to give praising the Lord from the earth as a human being. Still with a corruptible body. You got one shot at this. Make it the best shot you can do. Give it your all. Don't hold back. Amen? There are blessings to receive when you decide to open your heart up and get your mind off you. Focus, refocus on the things that are above. Refocus on Jesus being on the throne. Refocus on his love for you and the price he paid for you. Refocus that he's actually in charge of your life, even if you think it stinks. He didn't ask what fragrance or perfume you wanted anyway. Amen? So just get your mind off of your cares. You're supposed to be casting them on the Lord anyway. So what are you doing with them? Amen? Folks are going to act like folks. Unsaved people are going to act like unsaved people. The devil's going to still attack. That's what his job is. So at least he's dutiful. You could be faithful. Amen? Amen? Amen. So I'm looking forward to this new year. Amen? Amen? I'm looking forward to it with expectation and hope. The Bible says, according to your faith, so be it unto you. So if you're expecting your faith level is one more time the same old thing all over again, well, that answers that. According to your faith, so be it unto you. So you decide where your faith is going to be. If you're expecting somebody to come against you because they've always done it before, then you're acting like nothing has ever changed from the last time they attacked you to now. That's not the truth. At least walk in the truth. Amen? You know more about Jesus now than you did then. You should have more faith now than you had then. Your hope ought to be more solid now than it was then. You need to take a good look at where you've come from, where he's brought you from. And you need to thank and praise the Lord for his miraculous work in your life. There are people here who could have been dead by now had the Lord not intervened. Just this last year, you could be dead. But you're not. You're alive, you're breathing, and you're able to continue in the Lord. You ought to be praising him the loudest. Nobody should ever be able to outshout you. Because he saved you from death.
Amen.
He saved you from death.
Amen.
You could be dead, literally. But you're still breathing. Amen?
Amen?
It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. So if you've been in the mully grub, if you've been having pity parties, if you've been sitting there looking at your life and all you can see is the minuses and you never bother to look at the pluses, you need to rethink that. Your math is off. Jesus has plenty of addition and multiplication in his kingdom. You need to believe him for some of it. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Now, those of you who are new, we celebrate Holy Communion. at the beginning of every service. And I've actually given you some time to get your elements together if you're just waking up. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we're going to repent of whatever we didn't do right and not doing what we should have done. Because to know to do good and to do it not, it is sin. Amen? So we're going to repent. And we're going to forsake our sin as well. We're not just going to say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry about that. Oh, forgive me for that. We're going to actually stop doing that. We're going to take active steps to stop doing whatever that was. Amen? It's up to us. We can choose, we can decide, we can change. And so we're going to use our power word today. We're going to change.
Amen.
We're going to say no to whatever that was and say yes to what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Three power words, we can do it. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you repenting of all of our complaining and murmuring and fault-finding and being grumpy and irritable and out of the way and not bothering to look at the blessings that you have all around us, the blessing that we have become in the earth, Lord. Forgive us for that, Lord. Forgive us. We were wrong. The Bible says we were wrong. There are other things, Lord. We had the wrong point of view and the wrong attitude. And we just walked in our flesh when we had no business doing so. Forgive us, Lord. We were wrong. We were just as wrong as we can be. But we've made a decision. We've made a change. We're looking to be new. We want to start over, Lord. We want to start over with you. So we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. We thank you for strengthening us in our inner man that we can be more like you every single day. We want to thank you that you're our blessed hope. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're showing us how to be like you, how to think like you, speak like you, act like you, love like you. We want to thank you for the surge of strength, Lord. We want to thank you for new and fresh faith. We want to thank you for new achievements. We want to thank you, Lord, for goals being met. We want to thank you for growth. Hallelujah. Thank you for growth. Thank you for growth. Thank you for growth. Thank you for growth. Fertilizer stinks, but growth is great. We want to thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We had some stink fertilizer this year, so we know we have new growth spurting forth. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We want to thank you, Lord, for that. Amen. We want to thank you and give you praise. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you very much. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is so good. Yes, fertilizer stinks. You know why? Because it's decomposing. It's breaking down into elements. And, you know, chicken fertilizer has a particular smell, you know? But it puts vital nitrogen in the soil that the plants need to grow to become green and healthy and strong. Amen? So everything that stinks isn't bad. It's just stinky, that's all. Everything that stinks isn't awful. It may seem awful at the time, but it's working a good thing in us, just like fertilizer does for the plant. Amen? Amen. The Lord tells us that he works things together for our good. He knows what our deficiencies are. He knows what our weaknesses are. He knows what our tendencies are. And he knows what needs to happen to make us who we ought to be in Christ. So when the stinky parts of life show up, we're supposed to thank the Lord because he's working a good work in us. Amen? We may not like the way it smells. We may not like the way it feels. We might want to get away from it as fast as we can, but God is working it out. God has a way of working it out. All of these things that we've worried about. So, saints, don't be discouraged and don't doubt your God, because God has a way of working things out. He says that his ways are higher than our ways. So that means our little peanut brains just aren't on that level. You get it? We're not going to figure this out. He says he does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, which means he's not operating on our level anyway. So our part is to trust him. If he can make a world and keep it going, if he can build an ark and call all the animals that he wants to it and keep the people and the animals and the plants alive, while the rest of creation is destroyed, he can do it all. He can do it all. With man, this may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Either we're going to believe it or we're not. And when the test comes, it comes to show up what you believe and what you don't. So it's not like you have to wait to get your score when you were in school and you got your report card. You get evaluations all along the way. Amen? If you're just going through the motions, you're not applying the sermons to your life, you're not digging in the archives, you're not doing your warfare, you're not doing what you're supposed to do to keep your deliverance, it's going to show up sooner or later. It will not be a secret. It will shout from the housetop. If you're not spending any time in the Word, it's going to show up. Amen? So you're getting evaluations all along the way. You don't have to wait till you get your report card. You know what grade is coming. Amen? Amen? And you have the opportunity to improve. Isn't that wonderful? At every stage, you have the opportunity to improve. A lot of the improvement is just a decision away. I have to make up my mind to agree with the Lord and do it His way. I don't really like it His way, but since this is His way, this is the only way for me. Amen? You don't want to have to put up with that disagreeable person in your house. Well, first of all, you already know they're disagreeable. Don't expect any more. The Bible says evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. Don't expect them to gradually change and to morph into something that's wonderful. No, expect them to decline. So you have your mindset, okay, you were here last week, expect less. There you got it. You're on target. Amen? Amen? But what do? In Christ, in the Holy Ghost, you rise above it. And you keep moving in the Spirit of the Lord. You keep forgiving. You keep loving. You keep ignoring people's flesh and believing God to make a change in them. Because let me tell you about sinners. They fight to stay sinners. They fight as long as they can and as hard as they can. They have to literally run out of gas before they'll quit. Some of them have to actually be on their deathbed before they'll stop. Amen? That's just the way sinners act. So if you think they're going to wake up one morning and suddenly be holy and all that, forget that. This is a human being God is working with. They're going to act like human beings act. They're going to act like sinners act. You remember when you were a sinner, how you used to act? Well, they're going to outdo you. Amen. That's what they do. And they try to become experts at doing it that way. So you let them go right ahead. The Holy Spirit has dealt with every sinner that has ever changed. He can handle it. He's got more experience than you could imagine. He can handle it. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, the Lord Jesus has expressed to us that in this world we will have tribulation, troubles, trials, and challenges. Lord, you said that we are to be of good cheer in spite of the circumstances. Lord, you reminded us that you have already overcome the world and that our overcomer lives in us. He's alive inside of us. Lord, you deliberately said these truths to us so that we may maintain our inheritance of peace. Lord, you are the one who saves us out of our adversities and tribulations. Lord, the word compels us to give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In truth and obedience, Father, we choose to humble ourselves and glory in our tribulation. You have promised that our tribulations bring forth patience in our lives. No, Father, we will not faint and quit when life gets rough, but we will obey you and count it all joy, and in your spirit we will rise above our adversities. So, Father, we give you thanks for the situations in our lives just as they are. We give you thanks, Father, for the situations in our lives just as they are. No more discouragement, for your joy, Lord, is our strength. When we go into war against our enemies and see an army greater than us, we will not be afraid of them because you, the Lord our God, will be with us. You promise us that, Lord, and it's the truth. When we are about to go into battle, our high priest will say to us, you're going into battle against your enemies. Do not be chicken, faint-hearted, unbelieving, nor intimidated and afraid. Do not panic, freak out, or be terrified by them. I, the Lord, your God, is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. Lord, we can rely on you for victory. Lord, be our strong tower. In the midst of all life's challenges, we run to you to keep us safe. Lord, you are our refuge and strength, our present help in times of trouble, in the midst of a fight. Lord, in the midst of all our challenges, we know that you are with us. Lord, we have set you forever before us. We are depending only on you, not ourselves. You're there, Lord, right beside us and in us. No challenge nor fight can shake us. Teach us, Lord, more about you right in the midst of this mess. May we learn more about your power, your love, and your wisdom. We know that nothing is too hard for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan, his kingdom, his power, and with the demons in his territories in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to a strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, all electronic and digital demons, all technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits, even their psychic abilities, we bind and blind in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits, all seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, the work of every druid, the work of every sorcerer and charmer in Jesus' name. All EMF attacks, we bind in Jesus' name. All electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and those particle attacks, all techno-paganism, all mind control by the occult, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise. We bind our Ruko Satara 5G and components and their attacks in the name of Jesus. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers, and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind all Morgellons attacks and every attack. We return to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind all Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, Celtic, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic, and white magic. We bind it all. It's all sin in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal form, all shape-shifting spirits, all demons responsible for the dominion of sin in our cultures, impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils, all satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, praise you, Lord. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. So we bind the Lord of the flies, and we place all of those devils, all satanic ritual abuse devils, under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies. We bind spiders in their webs. We bind spirits of infirmity. We bind the transference of evil spirits, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools, the spirit of the fool, and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement. We bind false religions and numerology, the spirits and the works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience. We bind horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe, fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in Jesus' holy name. We want to thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers and answer them. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, woodwork, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baphomet, and 72, Moloch, Baselic, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in Jesus' name. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, toads, triggers, tumors, and return their affliction to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, every Masonic ceremony and its intent, the work of the demo lay, and all of the artifacts that are used in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it all back. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially persecuted Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over every evil spirit in our midst in the name of Jesus Christ. We disconnect ourselves from all the demons that come through the computers, the cell phones, the televisions, and all other technology and electronic equipment in Jesus' name. Every path that the enemy has made toward us, we cut it off now in the name of Jesus Christ. We send that road rolling back from whence it came in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that our property and our lives and all that pertains to us is covered by the blood of Jesus. We take authority over all the demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, people trying to feed us in our dreams, anything trying to get into our dreams. And we command them in the name of Jesus to stay away. Come up and out. Everything that came in through the dreams, come up and out. Cough it out. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come out of the people of God. Come out of God's people. Come out of his temple. Come out. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All that oppression, come out now. All that loneliness, come out now. If God be for us, who can be against us? Up and out, now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We cut ourselves free, Father, from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, and garland in Jesus' name. And every covenant, agreement, attachment, vow, pledge, pact, words that you have spoken, everything that keeps us in agreement with the demonic realm, we cut ourselves free. We bind those demons. We command them to come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of our thoughts. Get out of our bodies. Get out of our minds. All pain, you're bound in Jesus' name. All pain, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Pain, come on out. Pain, all the pain. Pain, wherever you are, come out of God's people. Come out of God's people.
come up and out. All the pain, come out of God's people right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus to the source of the pain. The blood stripes to the source of the pain. The blood stripes of Jesus to the source of the pain. Come up and out. Come out of God's people. Emotional pain, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Mental torment, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, come out, come out of God's people. You have no right to be there. Physical pain in the body, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Come out, come out. Come out of the spine, come out of the spine, come out of the spine in the name of Jesus. Come out of the spine. Lungs that are collapsing, we command you to open in Jesus' name. Open. Open in Jesus' name. Every spirit of infirmity is bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of infirmity, every disease, bound in Jesus' name. Every illness, bound in Jesus' name. Every ailment, bound in Jesus' name. Go into the cage. We send it back from whence it came in the name of Jesus. Dullness of mind, you're bound. Come out in the name of Jesus. Dull mind, slow of understanding, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Unfaithfulness, you're bound. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Unfaithfulness, you're bound. Betrayal, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of God's people. Betrayal, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Every unclean spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Every lying spirit, come out. Every spirit that lies, come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. Hey, hallelujah. Come on out. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pull down all the walls and all kinds of protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, whatever they may be, false ministries, cults in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of love spells, hexes, vexes, curses, charms, fetishes, sorcery, hoodoo, mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchment, death, sickness, pain, torment, all psychic warfare, all incense, candle burning, incantations, root works, crystals, hoodoo, tribal rituals, and sin, and everything that is not of God. Everything that is not of God, everything that is not of God, come up and out in Jesus' name. Come up and out in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we repent when we have closed our eyes to the truth and our ears to the truth. And we walked in lies and unbelief. That was our fault. Forgive us and restore us. Amen. That we will be lovers of the truth. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now take a deep breath, everybody. And release your prayer language. Release your prayer language. Open your mouth. Let him out. Rusa Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Well, saints, today the Lord wants to talk about this subject, due diligence. Due, D-O, diligence. Due diligence. Amen. Diligence, persevering and careful in work. Persevering and careful in work. Hardworking, industrious, done with careful, steady effort. Painstaking, painstaking. Due diligence, the response, the reasonable steps taken by a person in order to satisfy a requirement, often a legal requirement. Also, the care that is exercised to avoid harm to other persons. Amen? Amen. It is the exercise of care that a reasonable person is expected to take once having entered into an agreement or covenant relationship with another party. It requires a certain standard of care. It is the practice of prudence in the covenant relationship. A diligent saint demonstrates steady, earnest, an energetic effort in the covenant relationship with God and his church. A diligent saint demonstrates steady, earnest, and energetic effort in the covenant relationship with God and his church. Diligence is important. The habit of being persistent and using hard-working effort in your Christian disciplines may be painful activity, but undergoing a significant change, it brings you impressive achievements eventually. The habit of being persistent and using hard-working effort in your Christian discipline may be a painful activity, but undergoing it, it brings a significant change, and it brings you an impressive achievement eventually. Eventually. You will achieve your spiritual and natural objectives, and it also makes a favorable impression on others in the body of Christ and the world. Focus, eager participation, devotion, self-control, obedience, integrity, time management, active communication are essential skills. They can be developed and they can be improved. They can be developed and they can be improved. Practice is how we get better. Practice is how we get better. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep and obey all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Wow. All right, repeat after me. If I will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord my God and will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and will keep and obey all his statutes, he will put none of these diseases upon me, which he has brought upon the world. For he is the Lord my God that healeth me. Very good. Very good, Miracle. You're improving. I'm proud of you. Everyone must learn to consider and establish. That doesn't just mean think about it. Consider and establish precautions in certain circumstances in order to walk in the Spirit. Let me say that again. Everyone must learn to consider and establish precautions in certain circumstances in order to walk in the Spirit. See, nobody knows your habits like you do. You know if you haven't had enough rest, no matter what scripture you read when you woke up, you're not going to be the nicest person to deal with. So what do you do about that? There are several things you can do about that. You can make time to get more rest, even if you have to take power naps. You can check your diet to see if you're missing things your body really needs. You can wake up praising the Lord. It stops the attacks of the enemy. It stops the attacks. The Bible says that it stops the avenger. It makes him halt. So that means before your eyes open, you begin to praise the Lord. And you continue to do it. Once your feet hit the floor, on your way to the necessary room, while you have the toothpaste and the brush going back and forth, you have praise coming out of your spirit to the Lord. On the throne, you're praising him. Under the shower of cleansing, you're praising him. As you're lubing up the skin, you're praising him. As you're applying the proper clothing so not as to disturb anyone else, you're praising him. And as you continue, there's a song in your heart, a song of praise to the Lord. There are a lot of things you can do. You can pray in your prayer language. And I could go on and on and on, but you already know those answers. You just need to do it. We all must evaluate and recognize that liability arises for failure to take reasonable care. You have to take care of your spiritual life. You have to put in certain conditions in your daily life to safeguard your spiritual life. You have to safeguard the thoughts in your mind. We teach you continually, bind every thought in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Do it, do it, do it in Jesus' name. Get your helmet on. Shields up. It's not that you don't know what to do. Amen? Amen. Improvement is necessary for success. So if what you're doing now isn't bringing the success you need, step up your game. Step up your game. Diligence is a virtue. It's not a curse. It's a virtue. God likes it. He blesses it. Amen? Diligence is performing with serious concentration, focus, and responsible regard. When you are diligent, you are fully committed to the cause of Jesus Christ, period. When you are diligent, you are fully committed. You're sold out to the cause of Jesus Christ. When you are diligent, you have faith and faithfulness. When you are diligent, you have faith and faithfulness in his cause. When you are diligent, you are able to tolerate setbacks. When you are diligent, you are able, you are resilient. You can tolerate and endure setbacks. You can reevaluate and make needed adjustments. When you are diligent, you are pro-Jesus, pro-kingdom, and pro-his word. You're proactive in Christ. You are for Jesus and his work in the earth. When we are not diligent in the things of God, when we fail to show due care or conscientiousness, we become lazy, slack, unambitious, and indolent. Indolent saints dislike and avoid work at all costs. They are idle and lazy. They exhibit little effort to grow in the things of God. They just don't see the point. They figure, well, I came to Christ. Ain't that enough? They're not expecting any victories. They just want to, you know, go along to get along. But Jesus died for far more than that. All they want is basic fire insurance. They don't even want a premium policy. Amen. They just say, hey, can I make it in?
That's true. Amen.
Well, the Holy Spirit can see the point, and he will help you to see the point too. For too long, the body of Christ has just been good church goers. Not all, but far too many think this way. Well, I showed up today. Well, so did the chairs and the pews and the carpet and the walls. So what? Big deal. So did the devil. He comes to church all the time. Okay? So you showed up. Did you bring Jesus with you, or did you leave him in the bed? It's a good question. You might want to ask yourself that. Many think that the social aspects of church is the true value of the body of Christ. They can't wait for pizza night and spaghetti dinner. That's why they show up. They heard there's an ice cream social, and that's what they're there for. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But the Lord sees differently. The Lord sees differently. The body of Christ has spiritual and civic and family and covenant responsibilities to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You are mighty quiet. Let me say that again. The body of Christ has spiritual, civic, family, and covenant responsibilities to the Lord. When we are diligent, we are alert. We operate in earnestness, not handling the things of God in a playful way. You know, Brother Bill posted some scriptures in the MIC chat. And somebody just thought, oh, well, let's just copy and paste. No. No. Those are warfare scriptures. You're supposed to use them to war with. It's not just something not to pay attention to. We don't have frivolous activity in this ministry. Everything we do is with purpose. God's purpose in mind. We don't have time for frivolous activities. We don't like them and we don't want them. If it's not going to work toward what Jesus Christ is calling for, we're not going to do it. God doesn't want us handling the things of God in a playful, oh, that's not really important way, but rather with a serious mind. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. Be serious-minded. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Well, if you're being frivolous and foolish, you're devourable. If you're not being vigilant, you're devourable. If you're not walking with diligence in your Christian life, you're devourable. And that's what he will do. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11. Even so, wives must be grave or serious-minded, not slanderers. That means you can't be on the gossip line. You can't be a part of the clique in the church that gossips about everybody. No. The scripture is real blunt here. You can't go around slandering people behind their back. You can't go around talking about people any way you feel like. You can't even talk back to your spouse any way you feel like. There's a judgment on that. Sober, serious-minded, faithful in all things. That means all. It doesn't mean the ones you prefer. Faithful in all things. That means you cannot sit back and because things didn't go your way at church, you're just going to have a pout. You're going to have a sulk. Somebody asks you to do something, you're just not going to be available to do it because you've got an attitude. That's not allowed. Amen? It's just not allowed. Titus chapter 2, verse 6. Titus chapter 2, verse 6. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, serious in your mind. Church is not a meat market. You're not here to pick up your next honey. She comes with bees. That's not why you're here. You're not here to see if you can get a hookup in business because you're trying to start your new business. Likewise, you're not here to come find a husband. You walk in the church, you don't see anybody you're interested in, so you think that's your exit. You should be coming here looking for Jesus Christ because that's who you really need. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Wow. Mm-hmm. The support, the core, that's what they call it when you exercise, your core. Gird up the core of your mind. You can't just allow any old thought up there. It can't come, it can't stay, it can't hang out with you. It's not your buddy. It's not your BFF anymore. Be sober, be serious, and hope to the end, all the way to the end, he says, not just till when you feel like giving up. Hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, to the end, all the way down to the tip of that D. Not when it gets tough and you don't like it and it's uncomfortable and you don't feel like it and you're in your flesh, that no, he says, to the end. Hope to the end. Amen. We are to be zealous and sincere. Yes, zealous, enthusiastically devoted to God's purpose. When we are diligent, we have a hopeful intensity in our faith walk. We do not drag through every day. We're looking for Jesus wherever we are because he is around. We have a quickness of perception and understanding, not a dullness of mind. When we are diligent, we have a quickness of perception and understanding. It doesn't take you 6 months to figure out that you need to bind a demon in Jesus' name. So the demon's attacking you, and he's attacking you, and you're just standing there doing absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's got your number today. Mm-hmm. Not a dullness of mind. You know what a dull knife does? It causes problems. A dull knife causes problems. It could hurt somebody real bad. Sharp ones go right through. That 2-inch pork chop, I like that guy. But a dull knife, you finna work and get nowhere and get frustrated on the way. A dull mind can't help you either. We show vigor in worship. Vigor. We have vitality. We are not just barely dragging to service. Amen? We become full of strength, and we are robust. Mm-hmm. We are assiduous. What? Yes, a big word. I'm about to tell you what it means. What we do in the Lord is done with constant and careful attention. What we do in the Lord is done with constant and careful attention. Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse 19. Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse 19. And being not weak in faith. Well, to be diligent, you're going to have to get rid of that weakness of faith. You're going to have to toughen up. The Lord said that a few sermons ago. Toughen up. Get tough. He considered not his own body now dead. So that means that he had erectile difficulty at the time. Amen? That's what it said. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness, and I do mean dead, of Sarah's womb. I mean, everything was shut down. There was no electricity going anywhere. There was no twinkle in the eye, nor anything thereafter either. He staggered not. He didn't stagger. He didn't shift back and forth at the promise of God through unbelief. Now, can you put your name there and say, Lord, I don't do it either. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He didn't back up and say, now, whoa, Lord, now look, you know how it is. It's been this way a long time with me and the girl, you know. He didn't go there at all, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now, can you put your name right there and say, Lord, I do this. Lord, they're working on it. They say they're working on it. All right. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Are you fully persuaded that what God has promised you, he's able to perform it? He's able to pull it off. He can handle it. He's got it. He had it before he ever told you about it. It's a done deal. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whether, therefore, you eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, at the barbecue pit, or wherever you may be, vacuuming, walking the dog, whatever it is you have to do, do all to the glory of God. Mow the lawn to the glory of God. Patch the fence to the glory of God. Correct your children to the glory of God. Love your spouse when you don't feel like it to the glory of God. Forgive those people next door that gossip about you like a dog to the glory of God. Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Think about that. All. He didn't make any room for exception. So you have to go to the dentist. You have to do that to the glory of God too. Well, that's what he said. Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. So you have Jesus Christ receiving us to the glory of God. He's told us that everything we do, we must do to the glory of God. He gives you the example of what he does. I don't care how bad we are, he receives us to the glory of God. I remember once I was on the air, and I thought that maybe Brother Bill would just fall on the floor because I opened my mouth and I said, you can get born again. You can receive Jesus. You can get saved. Even if you're an axe handle murderer, you can get saved. And his mouth fell open, and I had to wait for it to close. An axe handle murderer? Where did she get that? I don't know. It just came out of my mouth. That's how. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. How? To the glory of God the Father. Every tongue. You got a tongue? You fit there. When we are diligent, we take heed to what God says and does. We listen carefully to the sermons with the desire to be obedient and pleasing to the Father. John chapter 8, the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 29. He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always always, always those things that please him. I do always, I don't miss, those things that please him. That's interesting. We need to meditate on that. When we are diligent, we take notes during the message for study afterwards. We prepare our minds and hearts for church, for fast, for devotional time, for intercession, and for witnessing in the world. We don't just start, we prepare. We are not so caught up with ourselves that we fail to make enough room for the Lord in our lives. When we are diligent, we are not so caught up with us and with ourselves that we fail to make enough room for the Lord in our lives. We pay attention when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. We don't put him on hold. You know, some saints have that habit. The Holy Spirit begins to deal with them. I'm not ready yet. This is God talking to you. Can you wake up? This is not the dog trying to get you to take him out for a while. This is God Almighty talking to you, who is just dust. We don't micromanage the Holy Spirit. He manages us. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led, led by the Spirit of God, as many as are led, that means you have to be following. You can't be leading. Well, I think we ought to turn here. Nobody asked you. Amen? Amen? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, the Bible says. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. This is an example of Jesus doing what we just read about. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, where he was just baptized, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He mean led, led. No, he did not lead the way. The Holy Spirit led the way. Amen? And when you learn to allow the Holy Spirit to lead the way, you won't get into some of the messes you get in. And you won't get into debt as deep as you have gotten in. Amen, amen, amen. Before Christmas, the Lord told us, don't run out there giving those people all your money. Just because Cocoa Puff wants your money don't mean you got to hand it to them. Those of us that paid attention, we're not in the red now, are we? We're still in the black. Black counts. Amen, amen. Now, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. Isn't that exciting? And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Did you notice that? He didn't get hungry till afterward? Wow. There's grace for this. There's grace for fasting. Every fast that this church enters into, the Lord releases a grace for the corporate fast. So all of that, I never fasted before, and I don't know how to do this, and I don't know if I'll make it, and what if, and what if, and what if. God's got that covered. If you will obey, he has this covered. When the Lord gives us a word that we are not familiar with, we don't just sit there like a knot on a log. We get active and begin to investigate what the Lord is saying to us. Amen? We don't just sit there like, duh. We don't treat God that way. Amen? We don't just sit there and say, I don't know what that means. Okay, that means it's time to find out. We don't bring these half-hearted efforts because that won't work in this kingdom. No, we aren't foolish. At our very least, we find a real dictionary and look the word up. If you don't do anything else, you can do that. And I did not say use Google. I said a real dictionary. Usually they're hardback and somewhere in the library. But you might have one in your house buried underneath a few things. Mm-hmm. Then we go to God with our findings. We make real efforts in being intent and concentrated. Yes, God should have our undivided attention, and we ought to offer it to him as the normal in our covenant relationship with the Father. In our covenant relationship, you know, the other night we started talking about covenant relationships being different from others. The Gospel of John, chapter 17, beginning with verse 21. The Gospel of John, chapter 17, beginning with verse 21. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. Now, you shouldn't have a problem understanding that the Lord is in you and alive in you. Jesus was on earth when he prayed this prayer. And he clearly says, Father, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. Well, if Jesus did it that way, isn't that what we're walking in? At least that's what we're supposed to believe. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. That they may be one, even as we are one. There's supposed to be oneness in the body of Christ, not a oneness that man tries to generate, a oneness that's produced through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how I can live here and have a need, and someone in Indonesia who has never met me or heard about me can pray in their prayer language and intercede for me. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. I like that, perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and loved them as thou hast loved me. Did you see that part? That we receive the same love that Jesus received from the Father, the same love, not something different, not a watered-down version. Not diluted, the same love. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying. You know, people want to say, didn't you feel that rock hit you in the back? And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. But you have to be listening for the Holy Spirit if you want to hear this. You can't be full of your own imagining. You can't be full of your own agenda and the way you think it's supposed to go. If you want to hear this voice, you're going to have to clean out your storage. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Why does he search the inward parts of the belly? Well, there are things hanging out there that you keep asking him to deliver you from. Amen? Amen. Even our conscience speaks to us. Even our conscience speaks to us. People that aren't even saved have a conscience. Some of us, you know, we spend our time overriding it, so, you know, we don't hear it as well as we used to. Amen? Job 32, verse 8. Job chapter 32, verse 8. But there is a spirit in man. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Through your spirit, the Holy Spirit brings inspiration, God inspiration, and it opens up your understanding. He promises that if you follow him, you won't walk in darkness, but you'll have the light of life. So, your spirit man needs to be open to the Holy Spirit. He's bringing you what you need. Amen? He's bringing what you need. So can you afford to grieve him? Can you afford to ignore him? Amen. It's so. It's the truth. It's the word. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. You mean they had a conscience? They were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You see, they were convicted to the point of action. They opened their mouths and said, okay, this isn't right. What do we do to get it right? What do we do to get it right? The Gospel of John, chapter 8. The Gospel of John, chapter 8. Now, this is a perfect example of people that are wrong having a conscience. Not people that are doing it right. People is wrong. It's two left shoes. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. Now, if you're trying to figure out how she did that by herself, I've tried to figure that out too. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Okay, so now, as I understood it, it takes more than one. Okay, this woman was taken in an act that she can't do by herself, but you're only bringing one. Okay, so that tells you right now these folks are some hypocrites. These were the scribes and the Pharisees, and they was as wrong as two left shoes. Now, Moses in the law, now they're going to quote Moses now. They're going to drag him into this. That such should be stoned. Okay, but aren't you missing the other stoning? But what says that? This they said, tempting him. See, this was the whole point. The point wasn't that lady. They'd known about that for the longest. Why? Because who she was with was one of their buddies. It was one of them. That's how they found her to begin with. They knew about the dirt the whole time. They didn't just come upon this information. No. They knew where to go, when to go, what time, what place, what day. They was on it. Okay? They was plotting and scheming. Dirty little folks. That's how they knew. So now they're going to take advantage of this situation. Why? Because they came to tempt Jesus that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down. Hallelujah, Lord. And with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience. See, even dirty people can get convicted. Wicked people can be convicted. Bill Gates can get convicted, I pray. Went out one by one. Notice they came as a crowd, but they exited one by one. Beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When it was all said and done, she was standing. They eased out the back way. Okay? But you see, even ugly, evil, mean, and nasty people can get convicted. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Job chapter 13, verse 17. Job chapter 13, verse 17. God says to us, saints, hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Pay attention to what I'm saying to you today because you're going to be required to do this. Don't just come, listen, boy, that was a nice sermon. Let me explain something to you. I don't get up before crack of dawn to come up with, isn't that a nice sermon? No, darling. I like my sleep too much for that. If I'm going to get up to crack of dawn to talk to God about a word that he has for the body of Christ, I'm going to come away with something worth hearing and something worth doing. Psalm 119, verse 4. Psalm 119, verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts how? Diligently. Diligently. That doesn't mean off one month and on the next. Okay, we're on a fast, so I'm on again. A week later, I'm off again. That won't work. Thou hast commanded us, not suggested, to keep, to obey thy precepts diligently. That means you have to do it with consistency. You have to forgive every single time, 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 every single time. So they're nastier than they were before, every single time, every single time. You should start your morning prayer off with, Lord, I forgive those that I need to forgive in Jesus' name. That will help, because sometimes you actually forget to do it. I forgive whomever I need to forgive. You might not even know that they've done something, but you need to step to the forgiveness program, because if you don't, God can't forgive you. And you just don't need that clogged up now, do you? Amen. Roto-Rooter will not help you. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Okay, so you came to church, but you're faithless. You still haven't pleased it. For he that cometh to God must believe. Stop right there. So now, where did the unbelief come from? When you come to God, you have to have some faith. You've got to believe. You might need some strengthening in that, but you've got to believe. You have to have made the decision. You see, believing is a decision that you make. It's a choice that you decide to act on. Thomas learned that. When Jesus showed up and walked through the wall with a transformed body, but he still had nail scars in his hand. He still had an opening where the spear went in his side. You see, he said, I will not believe until. He's saying, this is the requirement for me to believe. Well, Jesus showed up, walked through the wall, and filled the requirement. Now, Thomas, believe. See, believing is a choice that you make. It's not going to come in wafting with the wind. No kite has it at the end of the tail. It's a choice and a decision. You decide to believe. Mary had to do that, and she didn't have all day to get it done. The angel showed up suddenly. He did not send her a memo a week in advance saying, hey, I'm coming back. He showed up. She had to stop what she was doing. Whatever she was doing, it was, hey, cease and desist. The angel is here. He went on to explain why he was there. And she went, okay, I heard what you said, but I don't have the setup for that. I don't have the setup in my life for that situation. Because she knew in the natural how things go. So he had to tell her there was an exception to the rule and give her what the exception was. And she had to decide on the spot that she would humble herself and accept the exception and whatever came with it. Because what she said immediately was, be it unto me according to thy word. She didn't have 2 weeks to think about it. She wasn't on no 40-day fast to see if she could get there. She had to do it on the spot. She had the level of humility before God, the reverence for God, to do it on the spot. Are all of us there? I think not. But we can grow. We can grow. It has been said, Christ is all. He's everything to me. Christ is all. He rules the land and sea. Yes, Christ is all. Without him, nothing could be. Christ is all. All and all this world to me. Is he that to you? You have to decide. Rise for the benediction. Amen. Rise for the benediction. Father, we want to thank you for this word. We're going to recast this word because you were talking loud and fast today. And we know we missed part of what you said, but we're going back to get it because we are diligent now. Amen? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. And the church said amen.
Amen,
amen and amen. Church, Pastor loves you. Merry Christmas. Enjoy yourselves, but be diligent in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. Amen.
Some have called